This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders of the world's most powerful democracies have vowed to tighten punishments on Russia for invading Ukraine. The group of seven leaders declared Friday their support for Ukraine will not waver. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was expected to join the summit in Japan in person on Sunday. G7 leaders gathering in Japan for a weekend summit have a new round of Russian sanctions in mind. The country's lucrative metals exports could be one target. Diamonds could be another. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
European Council President Charles Michel says the EU will impose restrictions. Britain doesn't want to wait either. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to announce a ban on Russian diamonds and metals including copper and nickel. New measures will also target more individuals involved in the energy, metals, and shipping trades. Pressure for more action may ramp up over the weekend when Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to fly into the Hiroshima summit. An official in Kyiv said it was essential he go there to defend the country's interests.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. A Ukrainian military unit released video on Friday allegedly showing soldiers clearing Russian positions near Bakhmut in the eastern Donetsk region. The footage was filmed 5 kilometers northwest of the center of Bakhmut. The video showed Ukrainian soldiers hurling grenades and firing rifles while they were advancing in the woods where Russian troops were allegedly hiding. The captions accompanying the video on Facebook said it depicted assault actions by one of the brigade's special units. According to the caption, Ukrainian forces recaptured 4 square kilometers of territory near Bakhmut. This is VOA News. Talks over the debt limit came to an abrupt standstill after Republican U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy said it's time to pause negotiations. A White House official acknowledged there are quote-unquote real differences that are making talks difficult. Wall Street markets were down Friday amid the developments. It's not clear when the talks will resume. Joe Biden's administration is racing to strike a deal with Republicans as the nation careens toward a potentially catastrophic debt default if the nation fails to pay its bills. McCarthy says it's an easy problem to resolve by cutting government spending. Campaigning ahead of Greece's national election Sunday ends Friday, leaving at least 17% of voters undecided, according to polls predicting a tight race. With Greece's largely disaffected youth holding the key to the outcome, Anthony Karasava reports.
Sunday's vote will see about 500,000 young voters aged between 17 and 20 taking their first trip to the ballot box. And while opinion polls show incumbent Conservative Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis winning the race, a close second-place finish by his main leftist rival Alexis Tsipras, the leader of the Syriza party, may push the country into a period of political uncertainty with repeated rounds of elections until a majority or coalition government is formed. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Officials in Cameroon are trying to stop a wave of thousands of cholera infections in a country where most of the country's 26 million people do not go to hospitals for treatment. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yandui.
The present wave has affected more than 20,000 people and killed several dozen since April 17. According to the government, cholera treatment centers like the Djungolo Hospital in Yaoundé say they are overwhelmed by an influx of patients. The government of the Central African State says the real number of infections and fatalities may be higher as humanitarian workers are not able to visit more remote towns and villages. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has dialed down his campaign of defiance, saying he would allow a police search of his home over allegations that he was harboring suspects wanted in recent violence during anti-government protests by his supporters. I'm Joe Ramsey.